Fodder shrubs. Relevance in cattle systems of Colombian low-altitude lands. Authors: Gerald and Arguello Rangel, Liliana Mejecu Ledesma and Joaquin Angulo Arizala. Abstract. Introduction. Low tropics lands cattle face the challenge to adapt the production systems to the climate change consequences, which has generated longer dry seasons and more food shortage for the animals during these periods. Objective. The objective of this literature review is to collect and analyze research results on shrubs forage species Tithonia diverfisolia, Chlorichidia sepium, Cretilia argentea, and Crescentia cuge as a strategy to improve the nutritional offer in livestock in the low tropics. Development. In Colombia, beef cattle production is mainly located in the low tropics, and usually have feeding problems due to poor grasses quality and low availability in drought period. Silvopastoral systems, SSP, contribute to improve the productive and reproductive performance of cattle, since they integrate trees and/or shrubs and grasses, combining diverse forage strata with a greater nutritional and forage offer than conventional systems. The shrubs T. diverfisolia, G. sepium, C. argentea, Y. cuge due to their multipurpose characteristics, biomass production, and adaptation to diverse climatic and edaphic conditions, have been used in grazing, fodder banks, live fences and forage conservation, e.g. silage. Conclusion. Due to their characteristics, uses, biomass production, and nutritional profile, it would be pertinent to evaluate the behavior of these species and feeding strategies in cattle farms under tropics conditions. Keywords. Chlorichidia sepium, Gratilia argentea, Crescentia cuged, Silvopastoral systems, Tithonia diversifolia.